My Life Now is a half-hour podcast show which regularly features reviews of new releases and all-time classics of both traditionally published and self-published books.
Tune in for special guest interviews and, of course, helpful tips to not only write your next book, but also to help market it.
My Life Now is most often referred to as a great way for authors to get quality exposure and avid readers to discover their next read.
Without further delay, here's another stimulating episode of My Life Now.
Welcome back to another episode of My Life Now. Once again, my name is Dallas here. Today, we have another incredible author joining us, Adrian Comer. Pleasure to have you here today, Adrian. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. It's still raining here in the UK in the New Forest. Mm-hmm. But I think summer is on its way soon.
Yes, we need summer. It's been cold lately. I just moved back from Brazil, Adrian. I was there for 5 years, and we are just leaving our summer in Brazil. So it's been hot, 90 degrees, 35 degrees Celsius weather. It's been hot over there. So
yeah, I can't stand the heat.
Yeah.
That's
I like
why
a little in between is good. A little in between, like 28 degrees is fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Adrian, so you have several books, but we are going to focus on one of those books in particular. And so the name of that book is The Adventures of Patricia, the Smuggler's Daughter. And I think that this story has a lot to do with your upbringing as well. So let's dive right into your story. Who are you, Adrian? What led you to be an author? And then we'll go into the book from there.
Right. Okay. Well, I was born in Lymington, and my father was the local policeman. So I had to behave myself. I was always getting into trouble, as kids do. And so I went to school in Lymington, and then my parents decided they had a cafe on the high street, on Gosport Street, which was one of the pubs in the book, which was called the Prince of Wales. But when we were there, it was a cafe. So then we moved to Southampton, and I went to school in Southampton, and that's where I started to get interested in music. And so they had a music room at the school, so I used to go in there lunchtime and play on the drums, and sort of decided, oh, I like this, is what I want to do. Of course, you had sort of bands like the Beatles and things like that, which made music very popular,
right?
And so then after leaving school, I got an apprenticeship as a coach builder. So building buses and things like that, metalwork and woodwork. And one of the guys there was a drummer in a band called Agnes Strange. Mm-hmm. And so I got him then to give me some drum lessons. And so me and my mates used to meet up on a Saturday afternoon, and then we used to play the same song over and over and over again because it was the only song that we knew.
Right.
And so as we sort of progressed on, we formed a punk rock band called The Mirrors in 1977, and we did a recording in a recording studio in Covent Garden in London, and the songs were played in a nightclub called the Roxy. And so I could walk down Southampton High Street and people would go, oh, you're Adrian from the Mirrors, aren't you? And we were in the local paper and that lot. So that was about the sum of my musical career, but I sort of carried on playing in local bands and writing songs. And it was writing songs that then sort of like inspired me to actually start writing books. I wrote a song about John Lennon, which is on YouTube. It's called Miss You, John. It's by Agnes Strange. And so that sort of gave me the inspiration to start writing books.
Wow.
And the Patricia books are about a young girl who wakes up in the night, and she lives on the top floor of a building on the high street, and she can hear these voices. And one of the voices she recognizes as being her father. So she decides to creep out of the bed, not making the floorboards creak as she walked across. But by the time she gets to the door, the voices have gone. So sort of months pass, and she then hears the voices again, and then hears a door close. So one day when her parents are out, she goes all the way through the house, opening and closing doors to see what door it was, and she finds a door in the back corridor that leads down the steps to a tunnel. Now, there are tunnels in Lymington that run across the street to the local pub called the Angel Inn, and there are other tunnels that sort of like run down to the harbour. So, and a lot of the characters in the books are based on true characters that actually
Wow.
lived in Lymington. And so I did a
Back in
lot
the
of research.
1800s, you're saying.
Yeah, back
Yeah.
in Napoleonic Wars, which was 1804 to 1816, because the government had taxed everybody on things like wine and cognac and brandy to pay for the Napoleonic Wars. So nobody could really afford to buy alcohol. So that's where they smuggled it in from France. So that's also like based on true stories as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places that I mention are actual places where things did actually happen.
And so
And
did this take a lot of research for you, Adrian, to kind of gather all those facts together, or it's just kind of common knowledge based on where you're living?
it's a bit of common, well, because my dad sort of knew a lot of sort of things about Lymington. But you, if you walk up there, some you can sort of look things up in local books and things like that. So I did a lot of research and found some old maps and
Yeah.
that sort of thing. So it's all sort of relevant stuff. So.
Yeah, and I want to touch back on your music ability and then going into story writing as an author. So that's incredible. Not everybody has that gift to do both. And so what do you think were the biggest things that you took away from writing music to start writing books?
Well, song. I've always written songs that have a story, and so like the John Lennon story. It song is about a story about John Lennon, and so books are long songs in a way. If you know, that's the way I look at it. And like I said, when I start writing a book, I have got an idea of what's going to happen, but it can change as you start writing, if you know what I mean. And the main thing is the continuity.
Yeah.
So remember who said what where, because it's difficult to go back for all your writings to find out.
Yeah.
So you've got to try and remember.
Build the characters in the storyline as it
You
goes.
have to basically live the part, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And so
So
this
yeah.
book in particular, when did you start writing this book?
When it must have been a year and a half ago.
All right.
I used to work as an estimator in an engineering company, and every now and again I'd get a thought and I'd just jot it down, and then when I got home I would type it up. So when you're writing, you've got ideas coming through your head 24 hours a day, if you know what I mean. Sometimes I used to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and think, oh, I've
And jot it
got an
down. And so you are an
So,
author of four books.
four books,
Four
yes, that's
books. And so this book is the first book. You have a second book additional to this, which is the continuing of the story of Patricia, right?
right. That's right, yeah. Patricia the smuggler was the smuggler's daughter was the third book, and the fourth book is when she then takes over from her father as being the main captain of the crew and takes over the ship, which is called the Lady Catherine. And so the first book ends up where her father gets captured by the revenue men because the boss of the smugglers had reported him because he was being paid by the revenue men to report what was going on. So he gets captured at a, going to a local pub in Sway, which is just up the road, and taken as a place in Southampton, which is nicknamed Spike Island. And the reason it was called Spike Island is because the convicts used to be chained and then the spike put into a log so they couldn't run away. So while they were being waited to be deported to the colonies like Australia and America,
Texas. You know, I live in a city called Deport. So how crazy is that here in Texas? Isn't that crazy?
Are you interested in becoming a holistic healer, like a health coach, a naturopath, an herbalist, or a nutritionist, but don't have the time or money for college? The Aruka Holistic Life Academy offers a dual certification program in naturopathic herbalism and holistic life coaching with an emphasis in online business and marketing. Become the healer of your home and your community and build a profitable online health coaching business. Visit www.aruka.com. That is ARUKAH.com. ELR Shop is an educational and inspirational shop designed to provide digital prints for kids, teens, and adults. All proceeds help support their ministry and missionary work. You can find ELR Shop on Etsy.com/shop/ELR Shop and all other social media platforms listed in the shop.
So, Patricia had become friendly with the local gypsies. Because in the New Forest, there was quite a lot of gypsies lived in the New Forest and sort of roamed around freely. And they help to free her father. And so then they have to basically go to France, to Cherbourg, until the sort of heat dies down before they can come back to Lymington.
Wow. Is there a third book coming as well, or it kind of ends at the second book?
It's in my head.
Yeah. All right. So it's something to look forward to.
Because there's a pub in the forest called the Queen's Head. And this is another true fact. And they found a room in the wall, and in there was some cutlasses and some doubloons and pieces of eight. So nobody knows how the guy got there. So it was obviously a smuggler or a pirate that had left him there. So this book's going to be sort of based around that.
Yeah. And so moving with the book, the point of your book, what did you want your audience and your readers to get from this book? Is it just to tell a good story? How can we apply this to our life today, if you could say?
Well, it's probably all about good living, and okay, they were smugglers, but they were nice people, if you know what I mean, and they looked after each other. And so there's a lot of camaraderie between the smugglers, and also I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
And you could actually get the book and go and visit the places that I'm talking about, so you could use it as a nice activity.
That is cool. So hopefully the people in your city are just taking this book off the shelf and just, wow, this is amazing. This is history right here where we're living today.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And so you were talking about those tunnels in the story as well. Let's talk a little bit more about those tunnels and how did they serve a purpose? And can we visit those tunnels today if we're there locally?
Well, I know somebody who I used to work with, and they lived on the high street, and they reckon that down below in the cellar there was a tunnel that ran across to the pub. And so what they would do is they would smuggle all the barrels of brandy round the town without being seen at night. And so because there's on the coast, you've got all of these old cottages, which were revenue men's cottages. So they lived on the coast so they could keep an eye out for people smuggling. So, oh yeah, it's a very it's fascinating stories.
It sounds like
my books.
It sounds like, yeah. And I don't want to take too much time away from that first book, but I do want to touch briefly on your other books that you have today. And so one of those is called In Search for the Key. Let's discuss that a little bit more. What's that storyline?
That's the second book. But the first book is called, The Secret Prince of Arkland. And what this is about is, you know, young kids just like playing with swords and shields and knights and going on quests. So these two, Tom and Dick, they're just two ordinary kids, and they live on each side of an alleyway, and the alleyway leads down to a little playground. There's football pitches. So when they're not at school and they're having a bit of free time, they go and play knights on their horses, pretend horses, and ride around and go on quests and fight dragons and stuff like that. Until one day, there's a little girl sat in the goalpost crying. So they go over and sort of say to her, you're all right. And she said, go away. And these books are on audiobook. And Maggie Ross does an absolutely amazing voice over for these books, so it's well worth getting the audiobooks as well. So they find go away, and then sort of talk about what was that girl moaning, crying about, we don't know, so we'll go back tomorrow and have a look to see if she's still there. So they go back the next day, and there she is again. And so they find out that she actually is a princess from Arkland. And Arkland is Adrian Roderick Comer land, ARC land, Arkland. And so they get transported by a guy called Jake Elm, who's the park keeper. And he's one of those grumpy sort of people. Can't, get off my grass, get off my grass. What are you doing on my grass? Get off my grass. So they're transported to Arkland, and the witch has taken away all of the colour out of the realm, and so everything is in like black and white. And so they're given the quest to free the country from its blemish of being stuck in the black and white. And so they have to go and find the witch that lives in the Forgotten Mountain. And so in the book is there's the map of where the Forgotten Mountain is, and they have to follow the path, and they meet various different people on the way who give them things to aid them with their quest. So they first of all they meet the a storeman in a big store. He gives them a compass and a map so that they can find their way. Then they meet Mrs. Morris Piper, and she loves potatoes, and so she feeds them some potatoes and gives them a bag of potatoes to take on their quest. And so then they have to cross a bridge, but it's guarded by a cyclops called Garlic, and he won't let them across the bridge. And so one of them gets knocked over, and the potatoes fall out of the bag, and Tom throws the potato at Garlic, and it hits him in the eye and sticks to his eye. And so they managed to get across the bridge.
Man, you're an amazing storyteller. It sounds like your books are full of adventure.
Absolutely.
I can visualize every single thing that you're saying here. That's amazing.
So they then meet a griffin called Dandelion. And she turns their plastic armor and swords into real armor. And then they carry on. And there's a guy called Asparagus who plays guitar and sings. And he sort of prophesizes what's going to happen to him next, because he's like a soothsayer. And then they go to the end up on the beach, and they meet a guy called Andy Surf, who's a surfer, and he teaches them how to surf, which comes in handy later on in the story. So if you read the book, you'll find out what
Wow,
happens.
that's amazing. And so that turns into the second book you're saying, In Search for the Key. That's the
In
second
search,
part.
well, yeah. So they go home after they've saved the realm from the Wicked Witch's spell. And the second book, which is In Search of the Key, they basically... Peony, who was the girl that was crying, and has been kidnapped, along with Tula, who's the queen of the unicorns. So they end up dressing up as musicians, and they go to a shop, which is owned by Dylan, who's a wizard, and he says, "Oh, take those instruments over in the corner because they've had a Merlin has put a special spell on them, so they play themselves." So they do their first gig in a pub, and of course they're singing like bananas and carrots and peas and chips, and just making random words up, and everybody's singing along to it because of the magic in the instruments. And so the landlord of the pub says, "Oh, I've got a special gig for you lot in the castle." So when they go to the castle, that's where they find that Peony has been kept up in the tower. So they have to then perform to the king and the queen, but they obviously meet other bands in there, and it's called the Grand Old Oak Tree.
Wow.
And so they have to play. But after a while, they get fed up of it because it's like every other night they're having to perform on stage, and the key, he is a fairy, and his name is, I can't remember what his name is, but it's an anagram of in search of the key, Griblin. Yeah, anyway, so he then flies up and rescues her out of the tower. But there's a lot more sort of involved in that than that.
Wow. What a story. I love it. I love that you invested your time into one book and built those characters and then created a second book and then created a separate series, invested in those characters, and then wrote a second book into that. And so it just shows your style of writing that you're it's so much adventure. How could you stop the story? And so I love that you've continued it, and hope that you do continue it as well.
The next story is it's coming up for Christmas. They go and have a look. And you know where your mum and dad used to hide all your Christmas presents?
Uh-huh.
You knew where they were, didn't you? And then you couldn't probably open them, but you'd go and like find them in the cupboard or in the attic. Or... And so there's nothing there. There's no Christmas tree. And so they're getting a bit worried. I think, what's happened to Christmas? What are we going to do? And so their parents say, don't worry. We're all going to the castle in Arkland, and we've got a big reception going on. So they then go to Arkland. They have a big party. But the sort of boys wake up and think, let's have a walk. We haven't had a walk around this castle. We've got to have a walk around and have a look what's going on and find, you know, have an adventure and see. And so they go into this little room, and the door shut behind them, and it's like a lift, and it takes them down into a cave, and that's as far as I got.
And so this will be released when should we be looking for this book? Any idea?
Well, because not only do I write the stories, but I do the artwork as well, so I've got to basically...
It's got a little while then. That's amazing. That's amazing though that you do both. You do the writing and the illustrations. It just makes it yours, right? Just makes it your story. That's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's in your head already, right? So how could you explain it to someone else if you could just put it on the paper for it?
Oh, that's right. That's garlic.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, so that's the sort of, that the book is going to be called The Giant's Treasure.
All right.
But it's not a treasure as in monetary things. It's a treasure in sort of like being kind and helpful to other people. But they've got to discover that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's incredible. I really appreciate your time here today, Adrian. If you could leave our other inspiring artists or authors with some words of with words of wisdom, words of inspiration, what would that be today?
Well, I think it's never give up. It's like have faith in your own ability. And also, if when I used to write songs, I would probably write the first verse and then I'd write the second verse and I'd write the third verse. And I think, hang on a minute, I'm going to use the fourth verse as the first verse because I think it's better. So you're always like improving it. And my other advice is always use names that you can remember.
Yeah, that's a good one. Garlic, asparagus. I like those. I like those. That's good. That's good. All right, Adrian, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll be watching for your future projects. Do you have a website that we could find your books, or where can we find all of
Yes.
these books?
Yeah, I have www.arclandbooks, which is ARCLAND books.com. And also, if you go on to Amazon Books and look for books by Adrian Comer, which
Yep.
is Comer, you can find them on there.
All right, great. So we'll definitely add those into the description. Audience, feel free to purchase those books, give a review because those reviews mean a lot to our authors. Thank you so much, Adrian, for joining us. I hope to have you back for another interview for another book as the stories continue that you have.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very
Yeah,
much. Have a
thank
lovely day
you.
in the sunshine.
Yes.
Thank you for listening and supporting another episode of My Life Now.
Please remember to subscribe to our podcast show and share it with a friend.
Together, we can keep the message of these books alive.
Until we turn the next page together, stay classy.